My Birthday Gift of Music by Maria Fontaine.
I wrote this post on my 75th birthday. I was anticipating a wonderful year ahead and was praying for continued growth and learning so that I can do a better job for Jesus in this life and also make progress toward my heavenly future. My cup was and still is overflowing with joy. The Lord led me to a growing number of uplifting and motivating songs. I hadn't planned for this collection. The Lord brought them to my attention one by one. Some came by way of links that were sent to me with emails. Some simply popped up when I had to search on my computer for something else. Quite a few were songs that I had never heard before. Some were songs that I'd heard long ago but had forgotten. As you'll see, in some cases, I'm including a number of songs by the same artist or group. Usually, the Lord would draw my attention to one song, and then I would seek out other similar ones. It turned out to be a little like a treasure hunt. The Lord told me that the music He was pointing out to me wasn't meant to replace the very special songs that He'd given to the family, but that these would simply complement them. He said, "I want you to expand your repertoire of music so you can learn new and different songs. Although you have done this to some extent in the past, I want you to do more of it. There is a vast array of music of all types and styles that expresses the heart of my children in various ways. The songs convey thanks and rejoicing and faith for who I am and what I do for you out of love and mercy. To know that we have millions of brothers and sisters throughout the world and all of us are part of God's great kingdom is such a beautiful thing. Knowing that we can be connected to one another here and now through the beautiful songs to the Lord is an exhilarating feeling. I think that it is much the same as it will be in our heavenly home, except that then we'll be able to sing with all our dear loved ones face to face. Music is such a spiritual conduit, and we can benefit tremendously from opening our hearts to let His Spirit flow in through this medium of song and praise and declarations of His power, protection, and unconditional love. When a song harmonizes with what your heart wants to express, it touches you in a special way. The more songs like this you discover, the more ways you have to express yourself to Jesus. You may have your own compilations of songs that speak to you. It's not about what style of song it is, or who wrote it, or who sang it. It's about finding what helps to put the thoughts and intents of your heart into words. We are all unique, and the Lord has made us so that we respond differently to different songs. I'd like to share some of the ones that the Lord has led me to, in case these can help you to expand your own collection. Whatever songs we sing, or however we sing them, the Lord wants our hearts to be filled with praise to Him. One of my fervent desires continues to be for the Lord to draw me closer to Him. He knows my desire to be a better fighter in the spiritual warfare that's constantly going on all around us. As I went back over these songs, I was impressed by how many of them emphasize fighting the good fight of faith and setting my mind steadfastly on things above, and reminding me to praise, no matter what the circumstances. We all need affirmations of the power of Jesus to overcome life's difficulties, and reminders that what He has done in the past, He can do again. These songs have also been a great resource for me when I have needed to militantly fight the battles as they come along. When I was praying more about this point, I was reminded how singing is an important spiritual activity that we can discover tremendous benefits from. I love to hear these songs repeatedly. They help me to keep my mind on the Lord. I often pray the words of the songs, and as I do, the lyrics tend to linger in my mind. These songs give me a desire to stay focused and look forward. They help me to not look at the waves, but to look at Jesus. They help to set me on a path of praise and thanksgiving, and once I'm on that path, it's easier to continue there. The Lord reminded me that that's why King David speaks so much about praise in song, and how it lifted him up above the daily struggles and brought his focus back into alignment with God. I believe that singing to Jesus and about him has great possibilities for us as well. When we face difficult times, it's helpful to revisit these basic principles of praise and worship, adapting them to whatever we're facing today, and allowing the lyrics to confirm our faith and help us to build an even stronger connection with the Lord. Jesus is always there with all we need, but we have to be there too, willing and believing, in order to receive all that he has for us. The Lord reminded me of something that I had completely forgotten. Even Jesus sang a song with his disciples before heading off on his final journey to the cross. The Bible says, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives." I imagine him singing that hymn with his whole heart, allowing it to draw his focus fully onto his Father, knowing that that was where his strength lay. You'll see that the first songs in this list are all faster songs with a strong beat. This is the way I like to do my personal playlists, with the faster songs grouped together. It gives me the incentive to get up from my desk and move a little to the music, my kind of dancing, raising my arms to the Lord. It's a good way to stop and have a little praise time, as well as get a bit of exercise. Then, after the first 20 or so songs, they gradually shift to ones that are more contemplative. Facing the challenges of this life sometimes requires us to throw ourselves into our praises, body and soul. But at other times, our strength is to sit still and focus on Jesus, like the verse that says, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." So if you're in a more jump up and dance mood, you can get right into some of the first songs. And if you are looking for something contemplative, you can go about halfway through the list and start from there. A comment on the music of Rust Half. I have always had a special liking for gospel music. The Lord reminded me of one of Rust Half's songs. Then I looked for others. Many years ago, he was one of my favorite singers, though I haven't listened to much gospel music since I was in high school, when my family went to listen to gospel quartets every Sunday afternoon. That was the highlight of my week. Besides, my daddy would go around the house singing those same songs that we'd heard on Sunday afternoon. I also enjoy Rust Half's songs because I know he has come through the fire, being delivered from very difficult things in his life. He has a background of being demeaned and criticized, and told that nothing he did was ever enough. He also struggled with alcoholism for a long time, but he came through these things with a richer, deeper relationship with the Lord and a gratefulness for his mercy. You may notice another musician accompanying Rust Half in one of the videos. His name is Gordon Moat. I included one of Gordon's own videos below as well. Gordon Moat is a musician who has been blind since birth. He started playing at the age of 3 and acknowledges repeatedly that his talent is a tremendous gift from the Lord to use for his glory. As a final note, if a song doesn't have the lyrics incorporated in the video, the text will often be below the video under Show More. Also, you will find that many of these songs have various versions performed by different artists, and you may find that another artist's rendition is more appealing to you personally. I pray that these songs will be a blessing to you in your times of praise and worship, as they have been to me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.